Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast and this is my reaction to the 1-0 loss against Celtic in the League Cup final today. If we can't take our chances, we don't deserve anything out of a game. It's as simple as that. And that's exactly what happened today. We were by far the better team for really the whole 90 minutes, bar maybe one chance. And we failed to make it count when it matters, and that's put the ball in the back of the net. We had umpteen chances to do so, including a penalty, and we still couldn't do it. Last year was a rebuilding phase and we weren't expected to do much. This year, we've been exceptional up until a couple of games, and funnily enough, it's been the two games against Celtic. First game, we never shown up, and that was disgraceful. Today, we were by far the better team, but we never put the ball in the back of the net, and that's inexcusable for the team now. Fraser Forster had an outstanding game and he was Celtic's best player by far, and he kept them in the game with several great saves, but that doesn't make up for our inability to put the ball in the back of the net. You have got to legislate for having to come up against a good keeper. Other teams do that when they come up against us because we've got McGregor. But once again, we don't see out the game, and then we have defensive frailties at the back as well. First half, I mean, we were by far the better team. Not giving Celtic an inch, we had a lot of possession. Fraser Forster with at least two big saves. I think he had five in total, but two of them were vital saves that kept it level. The ball was holding up quite a bit in the sodden pitch, but that was the same for both teams. We needed to be more clinical in the final third. McGregor literally had nothing to do, not only in the first half, but really in the second half as well. Into the second half, looking for more of the same, just a wee bit more clinical. And, you know, everything was going right. We were pressing them. I didn't think Celtic would be as bad in the second half as they were in the first, but we played outstanding in that first half, and then we kept it up in the second half, and we forced Celtic into that position. Celtic had to make a change, and they did so, largely ineffective. They brought on Mikey Johnson, who was woeful. He had a big chance in the second half to put it 2-0 up, but he fluffed his lines. But we were, again, we kept up the pace in the second half. And then we were outdone by a stupid free kick to give away in the first place, I think. But it was a goal on the 59th minute, and Celtic made it 1-0. It was a long free kick into our box from the left. Several of them, at least three of them, offside, including the goal scorer, Julian, I think it was, and he had a low volley into the back of the net. Now, the linesman would have been looking right up that line. For that not to get flagged offside is an absolute disgrace. I'm not saying that the referee and linesman is the reason why we lost the game today, but that is absolutely diabolical from that linesman there and the referee. All he had to do was look along his line. Three of them. Not one of them, three of them, offside position. That's not excusing our defence, though. They should have been at least keeping up with them. And it's bad enough if you allow the player to get in with a header. He got in with a volley from about less than a foot off the ground. That's inexcusable from our defence once again. Another defensive lapse has cost us. 3 minutes later, though, we went up the park and we got a penalty. Morelos clearly brought it down in the box. Absolutely no doubts about the penalty whatsoever. And a bit of controversy surrounding it as well, because it was Frimpong he sent off who brought down Morelos. Now, some people saying double jeopardy rule comes into play there, so we got the penalty, so he shouldn't have sent him off and he should only have been given a yellow card. Others say that it was a justifiable red card if the referee thought that there was no attempt to play for the ball. I don't know what the rules are these days when it comes to that, so answers on a postcard please. But certainly that was the one major changing point in the game, because Celtic went in a complete defensive mode after that. If we weren't going to score from open play when it was 11v11, we certainly weren't going to score when it was 10v11 and Celtic playing very defensively. But anyway, it's up for debate. There's going to be certainly a lot of debate about this, but Tavernier, extremely unusually, gave up the penalty-taking duties and he gave it to Morelos because he was the one filled in the box. I'll leave it up to yourselves to decide whether that was him shitting it or not. To me, it was very, very unusual for him, put it that way. He's normally up there taking the penalties. But Fraser Forster, having a great game. The guy is a beanstalk. You're not going to score by putting a shitty penalty down low at him, are you? And it was just left of the middle, I think it was, as well. It wasn't even right into the bottom corner. It was a shocking penalty from Morelos, and he seemed to lose the head from there. He had a bad challenge. I think he raked the studs down somebody after that. But it was just shocking after that. And then We made a couple of changes, too late once again. We needed to change something up. Again, we were still by far the better team. Celtic did come into it a wee bit more. They had a chance, as I said, with Mikey Johnson, but we were ineffective. Again, we resorted to putting high balls, overhit most of the time. I know the conditions maybe played a part, but that was the same for both teams as well. And a couple of nonsensical decisions in terms of the substitutions as well. Kamara comes off, Defoe came on, Aribo came off, Barker came on, and then I think you can't say anything about the Hollander came off because he had an injury, and Katic came on. Now, we said in the main pod during the week there, what the hell does Stewart have to do to get a game? It was crying out for him to come on and set the game alight as well. That type of player, you need to just surging forward, and he never brought him on. Again, tactical naivety from Gerrard there. And then the kind of 6 minutes injury time, a bit of play acting from Celtic, a few injuries from each team as well. Not the greatest, and we weren't going to score in 90 minutes. We certainly weren't going to score in 6 minutes. And once again, as I said, it's the first hurdle we've came up against, and we've failed once again. So there'll be a lot of debate on Twitter. It's probably best if everybody just stays off, because you need to keep a cool head. Yeah, it's not the greatest. We needed that win today, and we never got it. But we need to pick ourselves back up for Thursday. We have another vital, vital game on Thursday as well. We're playing, obviously, Young Boys in the last game of the Europa League game. A draw gets us through. A win obviously gets us through top of the group as well, but we need to pick ourselves up. We cannot let this go down. We cannot let our heads go down from this one. So, as ever, if you want to check out anything we do, if you go to our website, which is iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the links to all the stuff there. So, it's a difficult one to take, obviously, but try and have a good rest of your Sunday night, and thanks for listening, and goodbye.